parents certainly are not jealous when their children are more successful than them. If anything, that's the greatest source of pride for a parent. It's a little bit different when you're talking about siblings, or perhaps when you're talking about very close friends. It is tough to see your peers be much more successful than you. And when that happens, often the case is that the other is very, very jealous. And I think that's only amplified when it's a younger sibling. There's always that feeling of, oh, he's my older sibling, or she's my older sibling, I look up to them. But my younger kid, sibling, brother, sister, they're my baby brother, my baby sister. And because of that, I think it's often very hard for some people to accept that they're more successful than them. And that's why I think it is incredibly unique, Aaron's reaction, when Moshe Rabbeinu, his brother, becomes the leader. And Aaron had toiled as the leader of the Jewish people for years while Moshe found himself elsewhere. And now all of a sudden, Aaron is displaced and has to play second fiddle. And yet, he comes out to greet Moshe. He comes out with a big heart. He's happy. He says, ah, Moshe, I'm so happy that you, my younger brother, are successful, even if it comes at my expense. And therefore, we can, I think, understand a little bit more why it is that Parshas Tetzaveh is the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu finds himself, his name absent from. See, because Moshe Rabbeinu had one goal for the Jewish people, and that was he put everything he had in them to be successful. And even to the point where he was willing to negate his own self in order for the Jews to be successful. I believe that the shidduch between Tetzaveh and Moshe's absence has a lot to do with the fact that Aaron's persona, and that's the message, and that's the crux of Parshas Tetzaveh, is the idea of all the big day Aaron and the Kohen Gadol and everything else. That is so consistent with Moshe's personality. Both of them are willing to stand aside so that other can be successful. And they're able to do that with not a shred of jealousy in them. That is truly remarkable. And that is really such important advice and message for all of us. Is that there has to be a certain recognition that, like, yeah, there will be people, and some of them are going to be people that you're close with, that are just going to be more successful than we are. Can we accept it? Can we handle it? Can we deal with it? I think that Tetzaveh says to us, remember Moshe, he was willing to step aside so the Jewish people would be successful or would live. Remember Aaron, he was willing to do the absolute same. Hopefully we can figure out a way to allow ourselves to find the light, not to be jealous of those around us. Have a great day.